This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Last month, the Defense Department awarded Lockheed Martin its $200 billion contract to build the new Joint Strike Fighter. That was a blow to Boeing and to St. Louis, where Boeing builds its military jets. Despite that disappointment, St. Louis business leaders and city officials are optimistic about the company's and the city's economic future. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Jet fighter production has a long and rich history in St. Louis. The McDonnell Aircraft Company began building planes here in the 1930s. Boeing acquired McDonnell Douglas 5 years ago, in part as a strategy to compete for the Joint Strike Fighter contract. But despite losing that bid, Boeing Vice President Doug Kennett is surprisingly upbeat.
We're in the process of a contract with the Navy for the F-18, which could go to 545 airplanes. We've only delivered about 60. We make part of the C-17 here, we make the F-15, the Harrier jump jet, and we make trainers. So we have 15,000 people actively employed, and we have a backlog that will keep us very busy here for at least a decade and longer.
The F-A-18 Super Hornet is riveted and assembled here in Building 67. This is a modern, brightly lit plant built just a few years ago, part of Boeing's sprawling complex north of St. Louis. Boeing's Marianne Brett says nearly a third of the workers here helped build the Super Hornet.
Northrop Grumman is our main subcontractor on this. We build the front half of the airplane and they build the back half, and then the two are joined here in St. Louis and put together.
Boeing hopes to fill a similar subcontractor role with Lockheed in producing the Joint Strike Fighter. And the company is already looking beyond this fighter to the next generation, unmanned aircraft, such as the Predator, which the Air Force has been using in Afghanistan. Boeing management and labor appear philosophical about losing the contract. They say they're better off than colleagues in the company's commercial jet division, which has seen thousands of layoffs. Job cuts are something that St. Louis and Boeing know lots about. Labor economist Russ Signorino says there's no comparing the loss of this contract with some earlier disappointments.
In the early 90s, we were dealing with cutbacks at McDonnell Douglas, which is now Boeing. The A-12 contract was canceled. And in a matter of days, in January of 91, I believe, 5,000 people lost their jobs.
Much has changed in St. Louis since the defense cutbacks of the early 1990s. Back then, McDonnell Douglas was the city's largest employer. Today, that distinction belongs to a health care network that includes Barnes Jewish Christian Hospital. 10 years ago, 1 in 7 jobs were defense-related. Now that number is 1 in 14. And St. Louis is working to market itself as a city known for more than just aircraft manufacturing.
So this is the plant growth facility. These chambers that you see here are plant growth chambers.
Plant sciences is one of the emerging industries that excite the city's business leaders. The Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, where Derek Montgomery works, opened just a month ago. It's an independent research facility run by a consortium of local universities, Monsanto, and the Missouri Botanical Garden. It's the centerpiece of a strategy to make St. Louis known as the BioBelt, an international center for plant biotech and other life sciences. Roger Beachy, who heads the center, says St. Louis now has everything it needs to claim that title.
We have Monsanto, which is well known for its development in products in food and agriculture. You have Anheuser-Busch, Ralston Purina, Sigma Aldrich, and a number of other enterprises in the area whose product line depends upon food, agriculture, and science in general. Danforth Center brings the piece that was missing.
In downtown St. Louis, new construction is everywhere. There are at least 15 projects underway, all aimed at revitalizing the sleepy downtown area. At the center is a proposed ballpark complex that would replace Busch Stadium. St. Louis's mayor, Francis Slay, says the project would include housing, retail, office space, maybe eventually even a lake.
It will fit in very well with our efforts to make downtown a 24/7 atmosphere. In 10 years, you're going to see more than just a revitalized downtown. You're going to see an exciting downtown that other cities will want to emulate.
Opponents of the new project say instead of downtown, the city should direct its resources to its troubled schools and blighted neighborhoods. The mayor and business leaders, like those in other cities, argue that revitalizing the downtown area is crucial if the city is going to attract the companies, the venture capital, and the talent necessary to keep it growing. And St. Louis has been growing. Over the last decade, it's developed a much more diversified economy, one that's far less dependent on manufacturing and defense spending. That's why even after losing the largest defense contract in history, many officials and business leaders here say St. Louis is doing just fine. Greg Allen, NPR News, St. Louis.